You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Pricewaterhouse has resigned as the auditor of Paytm Payment Services with effect from August 7th. 197 Communications Limited, which owns Paytm, said in a regulatory filing. The company has appointed S.R. Bartleyboy & Associates as the statutory auditors of PPSL. The company had earlier in March informed that it will propose SRB as the new auditors after completion of the five-year term of PwC as their auditors to its shareholders for approval in upcoming AGM. Under Section 139(2) of the Companies Act 2013, a listed company is recommended to rotate auditors after completion of a term of 5 years. PwC informed that it has completed the statutory audit for the year ended March 2023 and issued its reports. Meanwhile, the share of export of MSME-specified products in all India exports continues to decline year-on-year, even as the country's overall exports, including merchandise and services, grew by an estimated 13.84% in financial year 2022-23. Citing data from the Directorate General of Commercial Intelligence and Statistics, Bhanu Pratap Singh Verma, Minister of State in the MSME Ministry, in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha, noted that the share of MSME-specified goods in overall exports stood at 43.6% in FY23. This was down from 45.03% share in FY22. However, the value of MSME exports had increased to $190 billion in FY22 from $143.9 billion in FY21 and $154.8 billion in FY20. In some tragic news, Pepperfry CEO and co-founder Ambarish Murthy died of cardiac arrest in Leh on Tuesday. Ashish Shah, another co-founder of the online store, took to Twitter to post about Murthy's demise. Shah wrote requesting prayers for the family and said that he was extremely devastated to say that his friend, mentor, brother, soulmate is no more. In his tweet, Shah mentioned that Murthy died of a cardiac arrest on Monday night. Murthy founded the online furniture store and home decor company in 2011. Moving on, Indian stock exchanges NSE and BSE have taken the first spot globally in terms of the number of IPOs and eighth in terms of issue proceeds, said an EY report. The report focused on India's secondary markets that captured the leading position worldwide for IPO count and an eighth spot in terms of issue proceeds during the year to date. Within the main markets encompassing BSE and NSE, the second quarter of the calendar year 2023 saw the execution of 6 IPOs compared to 14 IPOs in the same period of 2022 and 4 IPOs in the preceding quarter of 2023. This reflected a decrease of 57% when contrasted with Q2 CY22, but a substantial 50% increase when compared to Q1 CY23. Over to technology, Airtel launched Xtreme Air Fiber, a fixed wireless access service that offers high-speed internet access to homes and businesses using 5G technology in Delhi and Mumbai. It is a home internet device that operates wirelessly on Airtel's 5G Plus network to power up all your devices with super-fast Wi-Fi. FWA is a kind of wireless communication that offers high-speed internet access using wireless technology instead of traditional wired connections. Airtel claims that AirFiber offers 50% higher speed than Wi-Fi 5 routers. It offers speeds of up to 100 Mbps and uses the latest Wi-Fi 6 technology for better speed, coverage and reliability. The device can be self-installed easily rather than calling technicians for installation. In other big news, the Maruti Suzuki board approved the issue of MSIL equity shares to SMC to pay for the SMG shares. The company had approved the termination of the contract manufacturing agreement with Suzuki Motor Gujarat and acquired the shares of SMG from Suzuki Motor Corporation at a price to be determined in accordance with the CMA and all applicable laws and regulations. The Maruti management, in a press meeting after the board announcement, said that given the 4 million car production target and the range of technologies that is being considered, including alternate fuel, there is need to reorganize to meet the challenges in next 10 years. Chairman R.C. Bhargava said the decision was primarily on the basis of changing circumstances. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Domestic indices ended Tuesday's session in red amid negative global cues. The NSE Nifty 50 dipped 26.45 points or 0.13% to 19,570.85 and BSE Sensex plunged 106.98 points or 0.16% to 65,846.50. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty rose 126.95 points or 0.28% to 44,964.45. Nifty IT gained 0.15%. Nifty PSU Bank skyrocketed 3.37%. Nifty Pharma soared 0.64%, while Nifty Auto fell 0.31%. Nifty FMCG dropped 0.28%. Nifty Metla sank 1.17%. And Nifty Realty dipped 0.18%. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were SBI Life, Hero Motor Corp, Cipla, Tech Mahindra and Wipro, while the leading laggards were Adani Enterprises, Hindalco, Mahindra & Mahindra, Divislab and JSW Steel. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.